Yes, and I will say, if anybody has a Peloton bike and you've not yet done a live class, you are missing out. You don't have to do live classes all the time, but especially in the beginning, there's nothing more motivating than getting a shout out from your favorite instructor. It's incredible, and they do that. They'll say like, oh yeah, we've got first time rider so-and-so. They'll like randomly call people out on the leaderboard, kind of for anything. If it's your birthday, they get like some kind of indication for that. If it's like a special milestone ride, they'll get a notice for that and they'll give you a shout out, and it's amazing. See, look at Cody dance. How can that not motivate you?
The music just switched to Madonna, so I don't know. It seems that he's very inspired by this one.
Yeah.
Got 5 minutes left.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out a very special episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. This is almost like a product review, a live product review. I guess it's not almost like it is.
Absolute product review.
It's a live product review of a product that we've reviewed before, but now we're giving you an updated version of it. A product that's become much more popular, I would say, nowadays. You see a lot more commercials and even brick and mortar stores that are opening up. And of course, we're talking about Shannon's favorite piece of exercise equipment.
The Peloton.
Yeah, the Peloton cycle. So what Shannon's going to do, she's going to verbally take us through kind of the whole user interface and then the class, and as simultaneously she's of course participating, so she'll be huffing and puffing and talking you guys through the Peloton cycle, and maybe you guys will put it on your wish list for this coming Christmas or you know, down the road.
Yeah.
It's a cool, well, I don't want to give it away, but
this was a birthday present to myself.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to wait for someone else to gift it to you. They have like financing, so you can just do that and you can get it for yourself. It's totally worth it.
All right. So for everybody listening, the Peloton cycle, we've described it before, like a stationary bike, but of course it has a nice big LED screen.
It's a big tablet.
Tablet screen. Yes. So, I mean, it's got the screen in front of it, which has all the different options that Shannon's going to run through. So, without further ado, I'm going to let Shannon take over.
Yes, and Nick's probably going to jump in occasionally and put his two cents in, because he used to ride this bike pretty regularly, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I put my two cents in.
Yeah. So, the benefit of this bike is really the fact that you can have the class experience without leaving your house. And for all of the people who loved spinning classes before, whether it's been a while since you've gone to one or you go regularly, this is that experience, but just in the comfort of your own home. And that was one of the things I loved about spinning, and why I had never bought a stationary bike for myself, because I figured, what's the point in staring at the wall while I bike? That's stupid. I know there are plenty of people that do that, so that's not like me offending anyone. It's not for me. So the real beauty of the Peloton is not just that it's an incredibly great stationary bike. I think the guys that installed this bike, they said it's like the heaviest wheel that they've ever experienced. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's a seriously heavy duty, very sensitive bike, stationary bike. But then it's hooked up to this big tablet screen. And for anybody who's used Peloton, you know that a lot of the power comes from the app that it runs off of. And it's actually available on other mobile devices as well. So they've updated it a bunch of times, which is why we are doing this review today. So basically, once you hop on your bike, you've got special shoes, you've got the clip-in shoes, just like you would in any class. I actually did buy the Peloton bike shoes because I just needed an extra pair. And you hop on the bike and then you choose your profile screen once you turn it on. And I've got my little face there just smiling at me. So you can have multiple profiles on here if you've got multiple family members using the same bike. And it saves all of your class information, all of your performance history, so you can go back and compare. It keeps track of your milestones versus, I think we used to share. And yep. then I got really annoyed and I was like, dude, you need to get your own profile. Because I couldn't tell which ones were which sometimes. So once you are logged in, you see the featured class schedule. Now there are plenty of classes here to choose from because Peloton is an actual studio. It exists in New York City and its hosts are all of its trainers and cycle instructors. They are based out of that New York studio. So they're having these classes in real life and then they live stream them to your app. So you're on your bike at home, but you're live streaming into a class in New York City.
So it's not just recorded rides, right?
Right, but then they also record the rides, mm-hmm. which is one of my favorite things because my schedule, I can't keep up with the freaking classes. Like, I love certain instructors and I get really into certain instructors. And the same thing here. I can't make those classes. You know, they don't make the instructor's class around your schedule. So you kind of have to go when they're available. Not anymore.
Right.
You can just take a recently completed class and it's up on your... they actually have a classes section that you can click into, and then you can filter the results. They put it in chronological order. So, like, I'm looking at a screen that has a ride that was completed just 3 hours ago. Then it goes back kind of farther. I can see one of my favorite instructors, Hannah Marie Corbin. She's got she's the second class on this list. And you can scroll through and see all the different classes. And I actually haven't even gone back to see how far you can go. But I mean, it's gotta be a really long ways because you can also save classes. So if you see a class you like, you took a class you like, you can just save it and then go back to your tagged classes later to find it.
Yeah, so another advantage it has over, you know, going to your spin class at your local studio, like you said, if you miss your favorite instructor's class,
yes.
Boom, you can always go back to them.
Yes, and one of my favorite ways to sort this is by length, because so many times I'm like, I only have 20 minutes, I only have 30 minutes. So there's actually a button that allows you to select from a drop down the length of class you're looking for, from 5 minutes, which is usually like their warm-ups and stretching classes, to 90 minutes, which is like usually an intense ride. So today we're just going to do a 20-minute class, just kind of to get through the whole experience. Hopefully I don't fall off the bike. And I'm particularly going to use a class that I'm probably not going to have to pay a lot of attention to. Just because, yeah, that I'd probably get really distracted. So I'm going to use one of my other favorite instructors, Cody Rigsby.
Mm-hmm.
He does awesome classes. He's just such a good energy. So I'm gonna choose his class. And there are lots of other kinds of classes on here, and that's one of those really big updates. Is that you can actually take, like, you can take yoga classes, you can take the warm-up classes, you can take, I think now they have the running classes, HIIT classes. It's kind of crazy the variety they have.
Mm-hmm. They even have a treadmill, right?
Yeah, that's the running one.
Yeah.
Because they launched a new treadmill this year, actually. So they just continue to expand. So they have this little screen. When you first sign into the class, you choose your class, and it kind of reminds you, make sure you want to be here.
Yeah.
And you have an option to connect with the Bluetooth audio. So if you don't want to blast through the speakers, you can just connect through a Bluetooth device, which is genius.
Yep.
All those people that have their AirPods, they can just pop those in and they don't even have to, like, let anybody else know they're doing this.
Yeah, for sure.
You can also connect a heart rate monitor for those really tracking the heart rate performance.
You think connect your iWatch to it, your Apple Watch too? It has a heart rate monitor, I believe, doesn't it?
It does. I don't know if it's that kind of heart rate monitor, to be honest. It's something that we could look into for future, but usually what I do is I just turn on my Apple Watch.
Yep.
I track my performance both on my Peloton and then also on my watch. So I'll start my watch and I'll start class.
My name is Cody Mixby, and you are here.
There's Cody. So I'm going to turn the volume down on this a little bit so that you're not having to hear everything that's happening and we can kind of talk over. But one of the things, since we talked about earlier, spinning classes are they're kind of a unique thing all to themselves. And you really kind of feed off other people's energy in a spin class.
Definitely.
And you kind of find that competitive streak in yourself. And, you know, when other people speed up, you speed up. When, you know, you get a break, sometimes you want to power through. It's kind of contagious. There's this energy in there. And your instructor sets the tone for sure, so having a really spot-on instructor that you are just kind of vibing with, so important.
Yeah.
But they have what they call the leaderboard in their classroom that's on your screen. So in the class, you can see everybody who's taken the class, like, in all, in total time, and then you can see there's a way to filter just the people who are taking it right now.
Wow, that's a new feature.
Yeah, it's been around for a little bit, but
for me, maybe.
Yeah, it's nice. So you can actually see someone just finished the class. You can see that the circle is complete. So there is somebody here that recently just finished this class, and the stats that they show are your username, your profile picture if you have one, and then it tells you like whether you're male or female, the general age, and possibly where you're located. So only if you included that information.
Right. Yeah, it's good. And like you say, because since you're not in a classroom full of other people, you need especially the instructor to almost convey the group fitness dynamics. So that's why just another kind of reiterate what Shannon said earlier about how interactive these instructors are.
Yeah, so I'm probably gonna cough because I'm just getting over a cold, but that's okay. You really have the option to use that leaderboard and challenge yourself. The other phenomenal part is that you can just tap it and click it away, and it goes away into this like little tiny circle. And all of the features really on the class screen in particular, and we'll post a picture of what the class screen looks like with everything on it so that you can see what we're talking about and what we're experiencing. We'll put that in the show notes. But on the top, you can actually see your progress bar. So instead of just having the time remaining, which is what has always been there, they actually break up the class into the warm-up, the actual workout, and then the cool down. And they have a progress bar showing where you are in the class at the top. That actually is newer.
Yeah, I like that.
And sometimes it's awesome. Sometimes if I'm in a really long class, I don't want to see the progress bar. I'm fine with just seeing like how much time is remaining. So I'll click it away. But it's definitely one of their newer features that's really nice. And then on the left-hand side, underneath the time remaining, there's a little music symbol.
Oh.
And every time the music changes, so like you go to a spinning class, there's usually a killer playlist attached to it. And people are always like, oh God, what was that song? Like, I can't tell you how many times I left a class and I'm like, damn, I wish I'd asked what song that was, like halfway through. Well, that's no longer a mystery. They actually have a little music button that pops up whenever the song changes, but then it disappears so it's out of your face. And you can click on it if you're like halfway through a song and wondering what the heck it is.
I like, and this is, it's good, like especially if, like you said, you don't know the song, but I imagine these songs you might be a little bit more familiar with since you picked this ride, not only just because Cody's one of your favorite instructors, but also had a, maybe a nostalgic feel as far as the music goes.
I think it was like the 90s pop. Divas or something was the ride name, And yeah, he will round up like all of like Janet Jackson, Madonna, like all the different 90s, Whitney Houston. So a lot of the songs in there are definitely familiar.
Yeah.
But.
And that's a lot of the things you'll find with a lot of these workouts. They'll have some definitely themed rides, not only for the different type of, you know, I guess, workout routine, whether it be HIIT or be a hill climb or so on and so forth, but then they'll also gear it towards certain music selections too.
Yes. Yep. There's one that was a George Michael tribute. And I think it was either a 30 or 40 minute, I think it was a 30 minute class. It was my best ride ever because it was so emotional. It was like right after he passed. And anybody who grew up with his music, I think it was just a special thing. So they had Hannah-Marie Corbin did a, I think it was Hannah-Marie Corbin, maybe not. Somebody did a tribute and it was incredible. It was just like all of his best songs. And it just really made the ride super special. And I ended up doing like amazing on that ride. And like I said, the Peloton tracks all of your performance history. I'm standing up, by the way.
Yeah, I was gonna
say,
you
hear me bouncing.
Shannon is out of the saddle now.
Yes. So it tracks all of your history and you can see, like you can benchmark yourself basically and see if you've outdone one of your previous scores or whatnot.
Yeah, that's what the profile is good about the profiles. I know, as you said earlier, I was screwing you up because I was just going underneath your profile and I did like long and slow rides, you know, just basically zone two cardio for long periods of time, and that would screw up your overall ranking and stuff. So I eventually got my own profile.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. For metrics, for people that like to track their progress, you get a lot of metrics available to you on this screen. You get on the bottom, you get your cadence, your output, and your resistance. And not just are you able to track what you are doing right now, which is, I think, pretty much every spinning class has that. Mm-hmm. But then they give you, on the side of each, it gives your average for the ride so far, and then also your best. So if you're like, oh, I really want to hit 300 for output at some point in this ride, and you see that you've only gotten to like 210, you know like where you have to go. And you can see if you're averaging lower than what you want, or maybe, you know, you're doing kind of a long, low impact ride, and you want to make sure that you're keeping your average within a certain range. Mm-hmm. It's just super handy.
Yeah.
And then it gives you cumulative. It gives you speed, distance, total output, and calories.
Yeah, I think this is a great tool, especially for anybody who's maybe doing a training for long like bike rides, you know, whether it be centuries or, you know, 100-mile bike rides or maybe even triathlons. This would be a great tool because not only do you have the different classes, but then you can track your, as Shannon said, all your stats with resistance or distance, and then your basically your cadence, which is a big thing for cadence for, as far as being efficient when you are on the bike. So those are always very important things when, if you're a competitive triathlete or competitive bike rider, those are some important statistics to have.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting water. Cody said get water, so I got water. And there is a place for your water. You have two water bottles on here. And they also have a place. Some of the classes include weights. So free weights that you can just reach back behind your seat. Mm-hmm. There's a little place for your free weights. You can get an arm workout.
Yeah.
Full body here. I'm definitely winded.
It's all right. Just 11 minutes to go.
Yeah, exactly. I can see that damn progress bar. Uh-huh. It's like, get out of here. Get out of here. So yeah, closing, anything that I don't want to see, if I want to just focus on the ride, super easy to do. I love that Cody has a Mickey Mouse tattoo. One of my girlfriends has this bike as well, got it after we did. And as soon as she found Cody on there, she's like, you know, match made in heaven as far as instructors. She loved him so much. I think she still does it.
She didn't get a Mickey Mouse tattoo, did she too?
No.
Oh,
I think we like laughed about it. We're like, look, he has a Mickey Mouse tattoo on his bicep. No, it's just one of those things you notice when like your girlfriend and you're talking about different things.
Yeah, and you got the 100 ride shirt too, right?
I did. Mm-hmm. So in addition to just tracking your history, it does award you badges, like a lot of different workout trackers,
mm-hmm.
when you reach certain milestones. But Peloton is it's a unique mm-hmm. community because it's absolutely built on community. And they really like to reward their users and not just, you know, here's a badge for 100 rides. Oh no, there's like people that have 1,000 rides under their belt. It's insane.
Yeah.
So when you hit some of these milestones, they give you the option to kind of get something special. Peloton has a whole bunch of like activewear.
Mm-hmm.
So they sell a bunch. But before they even got into the full activewear, they launched the 100 ride Peloton shirt that only people who had reached 100 rides could get. It was like, I don't know, I think they had it listed in their store, it was like $10,000 or something like that, or
wow.
$100,000, unless you had a promo code. And the promo code was only given to those people who got their 100 rides. So you could go in and you could get your shirt. I got my shirt.
Yeah.
It took me longer than I wanted, but I got my shirt.
Yeah, I mean, this was something you were doing all the way up until what month of your pregnant?
Seven months. Yeah.
Wow, I did not think it was that long into it.
Yep, I had to give it up in my 7th month in July because my hips just hurt too much. So, yeah, that I didn't do it like every single day. I just incorporated it into kind of the things I did with movement.
Mm-hmm.
But sitting on the bike seat got so uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable when I just get on it. When I'm not pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not happening. So even though I missed it a lot, when I finally, I think it was about 4 weeks postpartum, I started to get this itch. And I'm like, oh, I want to get back on that bike. But obviously, knowing what was recovering on my body, I was like, maybe I should wait.
Yeah.
I waited until week 5, and I couldn't do it anymore. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm like, I feel fine. I got on, I did a light ride. Oh my gosh, it was like the best ride of my life.
Oh yeah?
It felt so good just to move my body. Everything was healed at that point. A week later, my doctor said I was fine anyways, so probably not the best example to set for other people, but I knew my body enough, and it was so good to get back on here.
Mm-hmm.
So they continue to kind of build out their app with different features for people, and like I said, they've added so many classes. The classes that they have aren't even just on the bike, so you could take this pretty much anywhere and take it with you on vacation. You could take it with you, you know, to work if you just want to squeeze in a little workout here and there. And they really push and promote the, like, after the ride,
mm-hmm.
before the ride kind of workouts in here to help make sure you recover, basically.
Do they offer, like, the spin classes? Like say if you're not home with your Peloton cycle, could you use another stationary bike?
You could. It's just you're not going to be able to necessarily track the exact metrics that they give you.
Right.
They might give you a range that you could translate into something else. I mean, if you don't have like an actual measurement or something on the screen of your stationary bike where you are, you could know that, like, you know, 20 to 30 is pretty low.
Yeah.
50 to 60 is a little heavier. And, like, maybe, like, the 40s are kind of, like, that sweet spot in between.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think knowing that basically having the instruction is such a big part of it, too, to keep people, like, on task and stuff. Because when they get that stationary bike just at the gym with no, obviously, instructor in front of them, they kind of just lose the self. Not only do they lose motivation, they lose drive of what they're getting to, so they'll just go one speed, they won't do intervals or anything like that. So with having somebody in their ear at least, maybe they could maximize that time, and then until they get back, they could start getting, obviously see all their metrics once they get back home and on the Peloton.
Yes, and I will say, if anybody has a Peloton bike and you've not yet done a live class, you are missing out. You don't have to do live classes all the time, but especially in the beginning, there's nothing more motivating than getting a shout out from your favorite instructor. It's incredible, and they do that. They'll say like, oh yeah, we've got first time rider so-and-so. They'll like randomly call people out on the leaderboard, kind of for anything. If it's your birthday, they get like some kind of indication for that. If it's like a special milestone ride, they'll get a notice for that, and they'll give you a shout out, and it's amazing. See, look at Cody dance. How can that not motivate you?
The music just switched to Madonna, so I don't know. It seems that he's very inspired by this one.
Yeah.
Got 5 minutes left. Picking up the pace, it looks like.
And you know, like when your instructor's getting really, really sweaty, you're like, oh God, I gotta pick it up if I'm not already there. I like that you can also see some of the other class members in like in their studio. You can see them.
Mm-hmm.
The ones in the front row actually get shot on screen. They get like the mirrors in the studio catch them. And it's like another one of those things where it makes you feel like you're in there. Versus just seeing an instructor in an empty studio.
Yep. Yeah, I know a former guest of the show, Elise Rosetta. Elise? I'm trying to think what her last name is. Spin instructor. She was a former guest on the show. She actually went up to the Peloton studio and took a class up there. Which is, I know, is pretty cool, and I'm sure it's a dream of yours to do.
Oh yeah, if I go to New York, I am definitely going to the Peloton studio, without a doubt. That is absolutely going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's not even a dream, it's just a matter of time. Whew. So, to give you a quick stat on my numbers for this ride so far as I've been talking, I can see like my average cadence is around 80, but up to 105 was the highest point. And then my output average is around 100, but with my best around a little over 200. Resistance has been around 40 as an average, up to 60. So I'm not like slacked off completely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm trying to take the class.
Yeah, you had to be verbal.
Yeah, it's a different monster when you've got to talk.
Talk people through the class. You know, this is a live product for you, so you're doing double duty.
Yes.
You know? I mean, I'm pretty fatigued myself watching you spin on this thing.
You're like, I've been standing here for almost 20 minutes.
I know. Jeez, my legs are getting a little tired. You know.
Well, and I know a lot of people wonder about the seats, and like, they're like, oh, I don't spin or I don't bike because of the seats. They're so uncomfortable. These are actually pretty comfortable bike seats.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty, I wouldn't say it's like super squishy, but it's pretty padded. And I think that there's just always going to be a warm-up period.
Yeah.
An adjustment period. Even with this bike, I didn't get on it for, what, 2 or 3 months? In the last few months, I had a break there and we took the subscription off. We put it on pause. My butt didn't hurt when I got back on. But I remember when it was about 4 months between when I stopped and when I finally got back on because of giving birth and everything. That one was a little more tender.
Hmm.
Getting back, it's like the hip bones, I think, or pelvic bones. Those are just they just take a little bit getting used to the seat. But it absolutely does go away. It's just uncomfortable for, I'd say, like 4 days.
Yeah.
So don't go crazy in the beginning if you try it. But otherwise, the bike seat is really comfortable. And I've never had any issue with it. I don't know if you remember when you did it.
No, I usually wore my, I'll say it, my padded underwear. So I had cycle.
Find those so awkward.
Cycle shorts with a little padded diaper kind of thing going on. So that contributed a little
padded
bit. Padded
crotch area.
Yeah, padded crotch area. Thank you. That's probably a better description. So yeah, I used that while I, when I did my rides. It helped a little bit. But like you said, I think it's a getting used to period. So after a while, you don't even notice it. Once your area gets adjusted to it. So
yeah,
and I mean just design wise, the Peloton is super sleek, and I think it's a pretty kind of cool addition to any room of the house. So
yeah, and I like that this, like, there's some just very technical operational kind of features that are just really nice. So like the adjustment handles that they have really allow you to get some kind of torque on there and make sure that it's secure when you adjust parts of the bike.
Yep.
Some bikes have like a handle for the speed adjustment. This has a knob, I really like more. So that stuff's nice.
Yeah.
So we've come to the end of the ride. I've made it. It's not my best ride ever, but what the heck, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And I think, what does that say? Three weeks? I don't know what that means. It gave me some kind of badge, probably for getting back on and doing something. but it asks you when the ride completes. The instructor always does like a little cool down with you, just enough to kind of stretch out your upper body, allows you to come on down if you are hauling ass and your heart rate's really high. But it's really on you to take it a step farther and do stretching after. On the screen, it'll show you like a quick two-option question. Did you enjoy this class? And you can give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down. I usually give them thumbs up unless I just really had an issue with the instructor. And then it brings down, if you give the thumbs up, it brings down further ratings. So you can judge the class overall. You can judge the instructor, the streaming quality, the playlist, and then rate the difficulty. And some of those things, if you're looking for classes, I think the difficulty might actually register in some of the description. So it just makes it easy. Then on the very far right of your screen at the end of the workout is your total workout summary. So all of your stats, all in one beautiful place. You can view the further details, which is like graphs and stuff of your ride performance. Or you can share this workout summary to a various channel. So you can share straight to Facebook. You can connect it to a Fitbit if you have a Fitbit. And when I used to have a Fitbit, I would share it to that so it would register in my app. Strava is another, I think, like fitness tracker. I think it like aggregates a number of different sources into one.
Right.
But I know that the Apple Watch doesn't integrate yet. I don't know where in the process that might be, but I think you have to like have like a Strava or something like that. But it's, like I said, it keeps everything here in the Peloton app. So if you do your tracker on your Apple Watch while you're in class. I can see right now, I just ended my class on my Apple Watch and I burned a total of 195 calories. Average heart rate was 128. So I think that's pretty good for a talking workout review.
And it's pretty accurate because, you know, the calories they said you burned was 185, so it's pretty accurate to the, you know, your the watch, your Apple Watch that was on your body.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
I found this when I did the Fitbit and I was really like sharing every workout with my Fitbit. It would register really similar. So the tracking on the bike is pretty good even without the integration of a heart rate monitor.
Nice.
So there are some rides that are like supposed to be like more integrated into a heart rate monitor, but you can also just kind of wing them as well.
Yeah, we've talked about, you know, zone two training and heart rate training based on, you know, your breathing and, you know, being able to talk and you're feeling your heartbeat. So a little bit more, you can figure that out without having a heart rate monitor.
Yes. And for people who are maybe not as into riding with a coach, you know, like a person, they do actually have a different option if you want to search by, like, what do they have?
Landscape ones?
Is that it right? Landscape?
Or...
They actually have, like, yeah, they have, like,
scenic
rides. That's what it is. And you can also just ride yourself. They have an option under more when you're in, like, the main section of your Peloton app on the bike. And you can hop on a scenic ride, and you can go pretty much anywhere in the world. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of ranked and categorized by the number of minutes. So like on here, like you can do a 10-minute Taipei scenic ride, you can do a 10-minute Vancouver scenic ride. Then you could also do a 35 Mount Washington scenic ride. Mm-hmm. It's not, the one thing I will say is it's not continuous. You don't necessarily feel like you're there, even though it is recorded from the perspective of a bike. But because they edit it in a way where they'll like take out the boring parts, or maybe where they had to like recalibrate or something to like get you farther along in the scenery, they will edit it and you'll like find yourself jumped forward or jumped to a slightly different location. Mm-hmm. That was a little bit getting used to, but I took the, I think it was like, it was one of the Hawaii ones, and that was awesome.
Yeah, probably Road to Tahana?
Yeah, something like that. It was just really cool, and I think it was only a short while after we had gone, so I was just like, oh, living the dream. Mm. That's another great feature that the Peloton does offer. It's just, it's basically expanded to be everything you could want on a bike and off.
Yeah.
And I will say that the membership, it's basically equivalent to a gym, like a big box gym, like around that $40 mark. But if you are using it, just calculate your cost per use and see if it's less expensive, because every single month, even on months I don't get on here as much, I get on here more and I use the app more than I use the gym.
Right.
So I know that varies, but it's still worth the money, I think.
Sweet. Well, good. That is the updated Peloton cycle review. I know it's been almost 2 years since the last time we did this. So it was good. We were due for an update. And, you know, since there's a lot of new features on the interface, that's good to share with you guys. And I'm sure you guys have been seeing the commercials as of late. So hopefully you enjoyed this live product review. And if you did, let us know what you think. Let us know if maybe Peloton is in your future for the next fitness piece of equipment that you'll be buying. And also, you can let us know if we need to review any other fitness products.
Yeah, and if you are on the Peloton, one of the great features we didn't talk about that much is the user-to-user kind of connection. Mm-hmm. You can follow users, so my username is Shannon JP, nice. Shannonjp, and you can follow other users, you can catch up with them, and then if you see users in the ride during like your actual ride, you can like give them a high five. Someone did that to me last week and I was like, yes, I don't know why, it just like made my ride.
That's awesome.
So there's some fun ways that you can interact even with users. Let us know if there's anything that you really like about the Peloton. Mm-hmm. If you've tried the treadmill, let us know. That's definitely, like, I'm very intrigued.
Yeah.
By that.
Definitely.
So
yeah, and you guys can find the ways to reach out to us by going to addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. All our contact info is there. And check out our old past episodes, maybe even our very first Peloton Cycle Review. Got anything else for him this week?
No.
All right, this has been a live Peloton Cycle Review.
I'm going to go cool down.
All right, thanks for joining us this week. We'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things addicted to fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks. Go ahead and talk about, what are we going to do?
Talk trash about you?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That's a good level.